WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has not decided on all pay raises for next year. Action was postponed on what teachers and other professionals will receive. The board sided with the recommendation of Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke to wait until state lawmakers decide during the special session.
Learn that we may, in fact, do something, and then the state requires us to do something different, and so we find ourselves in a real situation.
Paraprofessionals and auxiliary employees in Bryan ISD will receive a 3% raise next year. The College Station School Board last night approved a pay plan affecting all employees. Superintendent Clark Ely says that includes market adjustments following the district's first detailed pay study in at least 10 years.
We think it's doing right by our employees in College Station ISD. We'll be able to make a number of changes. I think they're positive for current and future employees.
The board also extended Dr. Ely's contract 1 year through 2020 with a pay increase next year of 1.5%, which is what most CSISD employees are getting. Authorities are looking for a motorcyclist accused of striking a woman's car twice yesterday along Highway 21 near the Rellis campus west of Bryan. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart was told the biker was not able to pass the car on the Highway 47 overpass merging to West Highway 21. After the biker got around the car, he stopped in front of the woman, struck the car with a chain, and took off.
And then she follows him, and he continues westbound, and at some point does a U-turn, comes back to the Fazino Road exit, stops, gets off his motorcycle, and that's when he hits the vehicle with his helmet.
Stewart said the woman did the right thing by calling 911, but following the motorcyclist was not the right thing to do.
The call taker really tried to discourage her from doing that. The outcome of this is a pretty good example of why we don't want you following.
The woman, who was alone in the car, was not hurt. A description of the motorcyclist and a photo of the smashed windshield are online at WTAW.com. A Bryan woman's driving record has her in jail on 2 consecutive days this week, 3 times since mid-June and 5 times this year. 21-year-old Kityansha Williams is again out on bond following her latest arrest, which was Monday night around 9:30. That's when a Bryan policeman, according to the arrest report, pulled over Williams across Texas from the Bryan City Cemetery for not having an operating brake light. According to the arrest report, Williams has 9 active suspensions and 3 prior convictions for driving with an invalid license. A 26-year-old Bryan man with 39 active suspensions on his driving record was picked up by Bryan police Monday morning. According to the arrest report, the officer recognized Juan Francisco Morales from investigating a hit-and-run crash earlier this month where Morales did not have a license. Morales was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions and possession of K2. Local law enforcement continues to ask everyone to hide valuables in your vehicles and lock the doors. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says they have video of someone who was not successful at one vehicle.
But there was a vehicle or two in the very close proximity that weren't so lucky. So we're asking people to view this video and let us know if they can recognize the person that is in it so that we can maybe combat some of these other burglaries in the area. And then also remind people, lock your doors, because as it shows in this case, it did prevent a burglary.
The video is online at WTAW.com and on BPD's social media. Bryan police have also announced a traffic advisory this morning between 7 and noon. Old Reliance will be blocked between Austin's Colony and the freeway to continue investigating a fatality crash from earlier this month. The accident reconstruction also means blocking the northbound freeway exit ramp to Old Reliance and MLK. And during the warmest part of the day yesterday, more than 4,400 customers had no power in College Station. The outage lasted less than 1 hour for most, but for about 300, there was no electricity between 3 and 6 p.m. That was in an area bordered by Veterans Park, Boonville Road, Harvey, and University. College Station Utilities reports the outage was caused when a driver of a track hoe doing construction off of Harvey Road east of the freeway pushed a tree into an overhead electric line. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is 79 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. One more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Your home should have an electrical inspection every 10 years, or every 5 if it's over 30 years old. Are you due? Call the trusted pros at Gilmore Electric Express to keep your home and family safe. They will catch potential dangers like loose wiring and ensure proper energy efficiency. If you're considering selling, Gilmore Electric Express can make sure your home is inspection ready. Aggie-owned and operated, Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure and control of the weather over the eastern half of the country. That leads to sunshine across our area today, along with some passing clouds. Also leads to some very warm temperatures, 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. We'll have sun tomorrow, and it's going to be 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80 degrees. Partly sunny on Friday with a high of 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's about 8:12. We'll talk to the governor in about 15 minutes. He'll be calling in to chat with us. Speaking of videos, we were talking about videos earlier, dogs saving the
little fawn,
and then the dog that can whisper. Did you see the Fire NATO?
In
Amarillo, as a matter of fact. I mean, they had video of basically it's a Fire NATO is a combination of a tornado or tornadic winds and a fire.
Much like a shark NATO is sharks and a tornado.
However, I think that fire NATOs really do exist because there was a picture of that and shark
NATOs. What do you mean shark NATOs don't exist?
I know.
Try telling Clip Howard that.
Looking at a picture of it now, that's pretty crazy.
It really is. And, you know, again, that's something I wouldn't run toward.
No.
I think I'd probably try to stay away from that if you possibly could.
Agreed.
Just saying. In the meantime, I think Ryan Lochte, did you see that he was hating on Michael Phelps? Well, you know, because they had that story about the how they were going to do the swimming thing, right? The swim competition.
Oh, with the shark?
Yeah. And he's saying that's bogus.
Oh.
All right. I'll look around. We'll see if we can find that. In the meantime, 56 years ago today, TWA introduced the first in-flight movie. Now, I don't know that it matters. I mean, it was something called By Love Possessed with Lana Turner and Ephraim Zimbalist. But but the deal is, think about when you're on an airplane now, and if you do watch a movie, you know, you get kind of picky.
Right.
You're used to watching in a high-definition screen at your house or maybe your thing that you're carrying around with you. But, I mean, 56 years ago, they were probably just, or 55 years ago, whatever, they were probably just amazed.
Oh, amazed that they could watch
that.
TV in a plane.
And how did they like drop a sheet at the beginning, at the front of the plane, and then they just used a projector and shoot it out there?
I mean, I still remember getting on a plane with TVs in the headrest for the first time.
Yep. And it was, and you were okay with the quality being inferior.
Oh, sure.
Now, don't know what you would be.
Now the worst is when they put the controls where your elbow rests, and you all you do is press on it and mess with it, and your volume's up and down.
Right. And people have been using it, and it's just...
Well, and now people have all of their own devices.
They don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. It's a sad, sad day for kettle corn fans. Sweet Treat is so yesterday.
What? Get out of here.
Yep, Cosmopolitan reports the good folks at Pop Secret just up the snack game. Are you ready?
Ready.
It's called Popfetti.
Popfetti.
Popfetti. The cake-flavored goodies are quite the hit. Food blogger Junk Banter says that it has a delicate balance of sweet and salty with some vanilla frosting notes.
Oh.
Okay. And a little bit of butter flavor to boot.
And red and blue sprinkles.
Yeah. Can get some at Walgreens. It's available here, I guess, at Walgreens.
Well, and this is your, you know, your microwave popcorn. If I'm going to get kettle corn, it's going to be like the real deal.
I got you.
From somewhere where they're making it fresh.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be the same thing as if you're getting Jelly Belly donuts or
this is interesting for sunflower seed fans because I like sunflower seeds even though I don't really play sports anymore outdoors. I'll still, snack on them every once in a while. And I picked up a bag of sweet and salty the other day.
Really?
Sounds a little odd, but it kind of reminds me of kettle corn.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So, if you're into that stuff, I'd recommend it giving a try.
Hey, want tickets to a Schlitterbahn? I got tickets to Schlitterbahn in Galveston. Now, they are not good on Saturdays, but aside from that, they're good all the way through, I think, the end of the season, which is in October.
Thanks for the memories.
There you go, 695-1620, 695-1620 if you want some tickets to that. Pizza Hut is adding around 14,000 new drivers between now and the end of the year. Pizza Hut has a brand-new delivery system and online mapping, which they claim gets your pie to you faster than ever before.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see if that works out or not. All right, here we go. Got four tickets to Schlitterbahn. Who are you?
This is Sandra Micklett.
All right, tell me your last name again.
Micklett.
Got it. All right.
M-I-C-K.
Okay, come by the radio station. That's Crystal Park Plaza. And again, not good on Saturdays, but it's good all the way through the end of the season, okay?
Sounds great.
Thanks. Hey. All right. Hi there. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris who?
Rutledge.
All right, Chris, I got four tickets to Schlitterbahn for you. That's Schlitterbahn Galveston Island, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks.
You bet. All right, last one. Who's this?
This is Nettie Kelly. I would love to have tickets to Schlitterbahn in Galveston.
Do you promise to behave yourself while you're there?
Absolutely.
All right. I got four tickets for you. Come by and pick them up, okay?
We'll give them to you anyway.
Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
No running and wait 30 minutes after you eat.
That's right. She just sounded like she might go there and just cause a scene. In a good way. It's
in
okay.
A good way.
Yeah, but just we
because it's
feel
the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Oh, listen to you. Okay.
I love the Schlitterbahn commercials.
They do. They do.
They're
some
great.
They have. They've done some
hold
great
on to every
ones.
Moment.
That's
know?
Right. Chick-fil-A is moving to compete with KFC. All right?
Yep.
Putting together a four-person combo meal.
Ooh.
Sounds
never
delicious.
Never done this before. Okay, includes an entree, two sides, and eight mini rolls.
Okay.
Mini rolls.
Okay.
Chain is also testing two new sides. You ready?
I'm ready.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, and bacon baked beans.
Oh, you could have just stopped at bacon.
Bacon, yeah. Right.
All right, so family-style meals currently being tested in three locations. That's Greensboro, North Carolina, Phoenix, and San Antonio.
All right.
The dinner for four thing is $29.99, so there you are.
I think the mac and cheese will go over really well if they decide to do that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Again,
I'm still sad they got rid of their
coleslaw.
Well,
me too.
It's the kale lobby.
Yeah, it was in place of something with kale.
They buckled under the kale lobby.
Just go back to the French fries.
Why couldn't they just have the coleslaw and the kale?
Yeah, they could have done that. Mm. Hey, and just in case Chipotle hasn't been in the news enough.
Yay.
Their shares dropped like a rock yesterday. Yep. After it was revealed one of their restaurants in Sterling, Virginia, had to be closed following reports of neurovirus
people getting
there.
Sick. Mm. You know, I know some people who live on Chipotle.
Okay.
And I guess this stuff, that doesn't bother them.
Okay, and you see, and they haven't had a bad experience.
Right.
And that needs to be said.
Right.
But unfortunately, that doesn't make the headlines.
Nope.
Yeah, you know, what makes the headlines is somebody getting sick.
Well, yeah, of course.
And I don't understand. I mean, I'm sure that there are other companies that do very similar things to what Chipotle does.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly there's some protocol that they follow or don't follow that causes it to happen in their stores. And they end up with just a ton of bad publicity.
Yep. Which, but people still go.
That's right. There are people said there is still a line sometimes. All right, it's 8:20.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't you just love when people admit the dumbest ways that they ever injured themselves? And they put it on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cutting a cake for a friend's birthday, accidentally dropped a knife, attempted to catch it with my foot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like on that episode of Friends where they cut off Chandler's toe.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
I never saw
that. I missed that one.
Yeah, this is the Thanksgiving episode.
Trying to open a little cup of pudding with a steak knife went through my hand.
Who needs a knife to open a cup of pudding?
Right?
I guess that's why it's a dumb way.
Must have been really, really hungry. I tried jumping over a bonfire, but that's not the...
Hold my beer.
And hit someone midair who had the same idea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I won because I didn't spend 3 weeks in a burn unit.
Oh, my God.
Alcohol.
He must have bounced off the other person, yes, and that person just landed in the bonfire.
Ooh. Alcohol had to be involved.
Had to have.
Was running down the hallway at home, tripped over a toy, and put my head through the drywall. Ow. Yeah. Kicked a coconut, thinking it was similar to a soccer ball. Broke my toe.
Yikes.
Coming back from the ER, my brother fell out of our van and cut his lip wide open.
Coming back from the ER?
Had to go back again.
Okay.
We're back.
You remember us? We were here before. Yeah, that's it. Those are the ones that people were
willing to share.
There may have been some others. The president of the University of Southern Mississippi is donating to a scholarship fund after he got a pay raise.
Okay.
Interesting. The state college board recently gave Rodney Bennett a $72,000 raise. July 6th, email to the university community, Bennett said he would donate that amount to help students with the raise. Bennett has a $300,000 state salary, supplemented with private donations that reaches $464,000. Amid the tight budget, people being laid off there, 33 jobs were eliminated there at the campus. He decided, well, we'll just put some money to good use.
Yeah, so that's nice.
It is.
Cool.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, well, if you're living on, by what you're making already, then...
May
as
well.
It's nice to donate.
That's exactly right. All right. So Prince William and his brushing bride having a quiet time with their European vacation. Oh, they went to Poland and people loved them. Oh, really? What are the chances?
Yeah.
Like they're going to walk down the street unnoticed. Duchess Kate made a splash with a group of young fans who told her that she was beautiful and perfect. Being down to earth, she said, no, it's just the makeup.
I like Kate.
She's funny.
Yeah, she is. Well, again, they seem to be.
They're just like us.
Yeah, almost. Except they live in really, really big houses and everything's paid for. That's okay. All right, so in a rare case of a bank robber with a heart of gold, got busted because of that heart of gold. Jonathan Myers from Nokomis, Florida, robbed a bank in Key West on Monday morning, and then he took his cash and gave out big tips at a restaurant. Cops were trying to find the bank robber. when they got a call from a restaurant owner saying it was suspicious that there was this guy in there tossing around $50 tips. But now what do you do?
Yeah.
He gave the $50 tip to the...
To the workers.
Yeah, now what's going to happen?
You can't take it away from them.
Oh, I think you can.
You
kind
of have to.
Probably.
Stole money. All right, ever since Nielsen Music started doing things where they charted the songs, the kinds of songs that we listen to, they've ranked the most popular music in U.S. America, okay, by genre. Well, according to the new report, R&B and hip-hop have become the country's new favorite genre. And yes, they're lumped together, R&B and hip-hop. Now, I like R&B, but I don't like hip-hop. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Over the first half of 2017, those two groups have claimed 25% of the market. Rock is second at 23%. Pop is third. What's the difference between pop and rock?
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah,
yeah. Pop is more like bubblegum pop, like teeny bopper,
okay.
Like it's Candy 95.
Disney Channel type
kids possibly singing. Listenable. Okay, I got
yeah.
It. Country at 8%, Latin at 5.7%, electronic at 4%, Christian at 2.5%, and children's music at 1.4%. And you know what? That's fine, but geography has a ton to do with it.
For
that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't think that we're necessarily going to have electronic real big in the South compared to maybe country music.
Yeah.
Just saying. But that's fine. All right, so Wallet Hub, they like to make lists of cities for us. They put together the least stressed and most stressed cities. Most stressed. Here's a shocker. Newark, New Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Newark, New Jersey?
They're stressed because they don't live in New York.
Because they're not New York.
But they can see it.
Exactly. No, yeah. Number two is Detroit. Number three is Cleveland. Number four is Jackson, Mississippi. And number five is Miami. Least stressed.
Interesting.
Least stressed. The most least.
The most leastest stressed.
The most least stressed. Fairmont, California. At the 150th in their list, but number 149 is Plano.
Hey.
Really? Oh, all right.
Okay, I don't know.
It must have something to do with money, because I would have thought New York and L.A. would have been most stressed just because of traffic and big city stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess they're making more money than people in Detroit and New York.
And they didn't have Chicago in there where people get
shot all the time.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
stressful.
True.
More money now. Morgan Stanley stock is up in pre-market trading after it reported net revenues of $9.5 billion for the second quarter, compared to just under $9 billion a year ago. A major U.S. spice company is hot and heavy with the British maker of French's mustard and Frank's Red Hot Sauce. The Financial Times reports McCormick & Company is set to buy the food business of British consumer goods conglomerate Reckitt Benckiser Group for more than $4 billion. Several hundred striking workers from Fiat's factory in Serbia marched to demand higher wages. They urged the president and the government to intervene. The Italian carmaker owns two-thirds of the local subsidiary, while the Serbian government owns the rest. The Nasdaq added 30 points for the session to set a new record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was dragged down by lower bank earnings, closing off 55 points. The S&P 500 closed just above the flat line. Futures this morning are suggesting a mixed start for the markets. And that's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's an important alert for parents and grandparents. The FBI says any young children's toy that connects to the internet is dangerous. I'm Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Smart toys, especially those aimed at small children, are everywhere. These toys use high tech that learns a child's behavior and preferences, and then tailors the way it interacts with the child. The toys connect to the internet using a Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connection. They're always listening and sometimes watching. And all the personal data they collect is transmitted online to some database accessible to Well, who knows? Remember, all databases are vulnerable to hacking and data theft, which could endanger your child. Even normal family conversations around these toys can reveal your child's name, school, and activities. I published an initial warning on these toys last Christmas. Clearly, the toys are not safe. If you have any in your home, get rid of them now. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. When you order takeout, you're already starving. You find what you want, but after the tax, delivery fee, and tip, the cost of your meal doubles, and you still have to wait another 45 minutes for your food to arrive, so you just end up snacking. With HelloFresh, you can prepare and eat a home-cooked meal for less than $10 a plate, long before any overpriced takeout would arrive. Just go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they're delivered directly to your doorstep every week in a special insulated box, along with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions and full-color pictures. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh, seasonal ingredients that are perfectly portioned. No more wondering if you have the right amount, and no waste. Just delicious meals that you can make in 30 minutes or less. And for a limited time, you can get $20 off your first box when you go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Plus, get free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Road rage on the highways near the Rellis campus yesterday left the windshield of a woman's car bashed in. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says it started when the motorcyclist was not able to pass the car on the Highway 47 overpass, turning into West Highway 21, where the road narrows to one lane.
Somewhere down the line, he pulls in front of her vehicle and comes to a stop, causing her to stop. He strikes her vehicle with some device, like a chain or something like that, and takes off, and then she follows him.
Stewart says a few minutes later, both vehicles stopped at 21 and Fazino Road, and that's where the biker damages the windshield.
She did part of it correct. She called 911, but then continuing to follow the driver, the rider, the motorcycle's not really the right thing to do.
A photo of the smashed windshield is online at WTAW.com, along with a description of the motorcyclist and his bike. The woman, who was alone in the car, was not hurt. Motorists who normally get on and off the freeway in Bryan at the MLK and Old Reliance exit have to find a detour this morning. That's because the Bryan Police Department is blocking Old Reliance from the freeway to Austin's Colony Drive to do an accident reconstruction of a recent fatality crash. Bryan Police are also inviting you to watch a video in hopes you'll recognize a person accused of recent vehicle burglaries.
It shows a guy going up to a car. He tried the door handle, but luckily that one was locked, and nobody got into that one. So thank you for locking your car doors.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspect did get into unlocked vehicles after he was recorded. You can see the video on BPD's social media. It was an unexpectedly hot afternoon for thousands in College Station yesterday. College Station Utilities reports a power outage just after 3 p.m. was caused when a driver of a track hoe doing construction off of Harvey Road east of the freeway pushed a tree into an overhead electric line. More than 4,400 customers were affected at some point between 3 and 6, though fewer than 300 sweated it out the entire time. They were located in an area bordered by University, Harvey, Veterans Park, and Boonville Road. The Bryan and College Station school boards went in different directions on teacher pay for next year. Last night, the College Station Board approved a 1.5% increase for most employees. That includes Superintendent Clark Ely, who received a one-year extension on his contract through 2020. Dr. Ely says some CSISD positions received more. That follows the district's first detailed compensation study in at least a decade.
I'm happy to report that we are making a recommendation tonight to increase salary schedules to a way that is more comparable to our market peers.
Bryan school board members on Monday night delayed action on pay raises for teachers and other professional employees, as recommended by Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke.
You may have read several things with regard to what may transpire with teacher pay. We just simply don't know.
Auxiliary and paraprofessionals in Bryan ISD will be receiving a 3% pay raise next year. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Typical hot weather, yep, about 98 or so for the next 4 or 5 days. Heat index is going to be 106 or more. No mention of the rain in the forecast until we get to the weekend. Right now, 79 degrees. Hot time in Texas. Let's go to the Capitol. And Greg Abbott, the Honorable Governor of Texas, joins us. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you all doing?
Good. Thanks for being with us once again. Well, it's going to be 97 inside, outside, but it's been pretty hot inside as we get started with this special session. We're just a day into it, but already things are fast and furious on the Senate side.
And that's the important thing. When you have a special session that lasts only 30 days, you want to make sure you get in there and get moving fast. And that's exactly what the Senate has done by passing this emergency sunset bill. I'm sorry, they haven't passed it yet. They're moving it along. The emergency sunset bill, which will then add on the other 19 items. But it looks like the Senate will pass that out in final version tomorrow, and the House is taking it up today. And so from everything that I have seen and heard so far, it looks like we will be making some pretty good progress this summer.
Well, and so I guess, as you say, it goes to committee in the House today, and if they vote that out quickly, then it's done. But the battle lines have really already been set up. You were speaking Texas Public Policy on Monday. The Lieutenant Governor was as well. And it sounded like an audience who liked everything that you had to say, as well as the Lieutenant Governor. But It was interesting, I thought, that the Lieutenant Governor basically used the phrase "the governor and I" 4 or 5 times, basically described himself as your wingman, and yet in that entire discussion, there was no mention of the Speaker of the House, and that's part of the equation as well. Your thoughts there?
Well, my thoughts are that for one, Dan Patrick is supporting the items that I have added to the special session agenda. And what we are trying to do is to make sure that we can engender the same type of support in the House. And I think, and I may be wrong about reading the tea leaves here, but it looks like we will be hopefully getting some of these things passed through the House also. It's important that we bring everybody together because, listen, what we are focused on this summer are some issues that are going to be for the benefit of individuals in Texas, but as well as the state of Texas. Things like cutting taxes, things like cutting regulations, things like adding more money for teachers, so increasing teacher pay. So there are some very important items that we must address, and I think these are things that we can bring both the House and the Senate together on and make Texas even better.
Governor Greg Abbott joining us this morning on the Infomaniacs. Now, the Lieutenant Governor seemed to indicate that he thought the Speaker was heading Texas down the path for a state income tax. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not ready to go there yet. And what I think is that if we all work together and focus on what really needs to be done, we won't go there. But I can tell you this is pretty easy. As long as I'm governor of the state of Texas, we're never going to have a state income tax. And so we can put a nail in that coffin real quick.
Do you think that the Speaker is doing something that would lead to that?
I haven't seen anything along those lines.
Okay. Now, and part of it has to do with teacher pay raises. I think everybody wants to see classroom teachers make as much as they can. You have a proposal for that. The Lieutenant Governor had a suggestion as well. So where do we actually come up with the money that you're looking for immediate bonuses? Where are those dollars going to come from?
Well, the good news is there have been a lot of suggestions that have arisen, frankly, over just the last couple of days about where the money can come from. The most important thing that I could do is that when I announced the call for a special session, I put on the agenda increasing teacher pay. This was one of the items on the special session agenda that was not talked about during the regular session. So I believe that we need to pay our teachers more in order for us to be able to recruit and retain the very best. And so I've kicked off the discussion that people are now buying into and agreeing with. And so the hardest obstacle has now apparently been overcome, and now we just need to debate the best way to fund those teacher pay rate increases. So this is one of the items that I'm very, very hopeful we will get passed, because our teachers deserve and need to be paid more.
I want to go to tax cuts in just a moment, but people who I hear from say, we do want tax relief. We want Texas' economy to grow and be great. Why are we spending so much time on a bathroom bill? Please explain why that is so important to you.
Well, there are some problems. I'm going to give you something that you may have not heard about before, but it's the problems that we're dealing with. You know, frankly, if you go back from 1836 until 2016, we haven't had any problem with bathrooms in the state of Texas. Something changed in 2016, and what changed is that is when Barack Obama altered the language of Title IX of the United States Education Code, and Title IX is the one that deals with sex in education, and he added the phrase gender identity onto the identification of sex in the education code. And in the aftermath of that, a lot of schools across the state of Texas began to change their policies and practices. And the fact of the matter is, after President Trump got elected, he undid that. But we still are dealing with the complications of different standards by different schools that, frankly, could be at loggerheads with Title IX. And so bottom line is that clarity is needed for the practices that our schools engage in as it concerns Title IX, as it concerns sex, as well as gender identity.
Governor Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, joining us this morning as we discuss the one-day-old special session with hopefully 29 or fewer days to go from there. We're hope. Fingers crossed, right? Property taxes, clearly something that people are unhappy about. They feel that many people feel that their taxes have gone too high. There are two pieces of legislation, one in the House, one in the Senate, having to do with if those property tax rates are too high. One would be a mandatory rollback situation, as I understand it, where you would vote that there would be a rollback. The other is that the opportunity would be there. Which of those versions are you more comfortable with right now?
Well, first, the good news, and that is we have both the House and the Senate agreeing that something has to be done to rein in skyrocketing property taxes. You know, people are being taxed out of their homes, and this is especially troublesome for seniors who may have paid off the mortgage on their home but frankly can't live it anymore because the taxes are so high. I've talked to people across the state of Texas, and their leading complaint is property taxes, and we simply have to cut them. And so to your question, and that is just the rate rollback, and for your listeners, what we're talking about here is that for governments, it could be local governments typically that may try to raise property taxes, they have some latitude to raise them a few percentage points. But what we are saying is that if local governments try to raise property taxes by more than, say, 4 or 5%, the taxpayers, the people that have to pay those increased property taxes, are going to get to have an automatic say on whether or not those property taxes should go into place or should be denied. And so all we're saying is that the people who have to pay the tab on this should have a say in the process. And I want to make sure that those taxpayers do have a say so that they are able to live within their means.
Well, let me ask the question that I know some school administrators are, and they're saying historically the state had provided a larger percentage of funding for schools in the past than they do now. So if you're going to squeeze us on one side with the rollback on taxes and not give us as much money coming out of Austin, how do we meet our increasing expenses for public education?
Well, this is going to be a multi-step process. And one of the steps that's tied to exactly what you're talking about is what's called school finance reform. School finance reform is also on the special session agenda. I hope that we are able to achieve school finance reform in 30 days, which frankly, as you might imagine, would be a long shot. Absent that, I'm requesting a commission that will have very specific proposals for us to be able to take up in the next regular session that will be able to fix this. One of the ways that we'll be able to fix this would be to address that concern that you raised, because we want to make sure that our cities and counties are going to be able to govern themselves adequately. But the main thing we need to do is to ensure that we are funding our schools better. But that also means structuring our schools better, finding more efficient and more effective ways of delivering education in the state of Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott joining us this morning. I believe yesterday you said that you are going to daily have a list of, it's a naughty or nice list. You're going to be kind of like Santa Claus. You're going to have a list of legislators that are on the right side of an issue as far as you're concerned, and some that are on the wrong side, and some that are doing nothing. Do we have a list this morning yet?
Well, you can't have a list about who's for what or who's against what until the bills have been filed. And that process is undergoing as we speak. In fact, legislators are in the halls of the Capitol right now getting people to sign up on their bill proposals. So it will take at least a couple of days before the sheets of bills are circulated to find out who the co-authors and supporters are for that legislation. We are hopeful that we will be able to publish something by the end of this week after that signature accumulation process begins. But the main thing that we're doing is really letting the public know which members of the House and Senate support these items that I've added to the agenda. And we want to reward those who are supporting it by letting the public know that these people are behind the governor, behind an agenda that's going to ensure both more freedom, more economic opportunity, lower taxes, better pay for teachers, things like that. And so we will be publishing those who are supporting this legislation and let voters decide that if their legislator's name is not on there, they obviously is not, they're not part of the agenda right now.
Couple of other things I'd like to talk about beyond the special session. Monday, well, first of all, you announced for that you were going to run for a second term on Friday. There are probably some T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted before you feel like your service to Texas is finished. Give us kind of your thoughts as far as that goes.
Well, I wanted to announce in San Antonio, Texas, which is where I announced 4 years ago. It's the home of my wife, as well as where we got married. And there's a lot of symbolism there for us, in addition to the fact that I won Bexar County 4 years ago. I want to win it again this time. It's a very important county. But also what we want to do is to continue an agenda that we've undertaken in the past 4 years of creating more jobs, providing more economic opportunity, while at the same time being able to reduce government and increase individual liberty and freedom. These are the touchstones of what Texas is all about. And we need to make sure that we're going to be able to do so in a way free from the liberal agenda trying to take over and alter Texas and take Texas down the pathway of some of these failed states like Illinois or some of these big government states like California. Texas has been Texas since 1836 when we were our own nation, and since 1845 when we became a state. And we need to keep Texas the freest and strongest state in the country. And I will be laying out an agenda to make sure that we do that.
CNBC lists the best states to do business. Texas has held that for a long time. We have dropped to fourth. There's still a lot of great things going on in Texas. But one of the things that had happened before, your predecessor had put together an enterprise fund that was basically some money that could be used to induce large businesses moving to Texas. That has been changed. Those funds are being directed elsewhere. With Texas making that shift down to fourth, do you see under any name that there might be a fund put together that would help induce businesses to come to Texas?
Right. Let me say two things about this. First, in what CNBC wrote about, first, Texas is four, and that's one of the top rankings. However, what CNBC specifically said is that Texas leads the nation in workforce quality. We lead the nation in infrastructure. What caused us to drop down to number four was because of the economic impact of oil price being cut in half and then being cut in half again. With Texas being such a prolific oil state, you can't have oil drop basically 75% without it having an effect on our economy. And so with the price of oil increasing since that time, our economy is gaining steam once again. But for the Enterprise Fund, attracting businesses to the state, I did get that funded during this past session. And so
I'm going full steam. In fact, I was talking to people yesterday, businesses that were thinking about relocating to the state of Texas. I've been very aggressive in using it. We made an announcement also about how Merck, the big drug company, is locating a facility here in the state of Texas. And so we are continuing to use this fund very strategically to diversify our economy so that we will be able to add more jobs, more high-paying jobs, in sectors that have nothing whatsoever to do with oil and gas, that will make our economy more diversified so that if oil turns down again, it will not adversely impact our economy.
Finally today, TABC has been in the news for all the wrong reasons lately, but a local guy, Bentley Nettles, has been named as the head of the TABC. I'd like to get your thoughts on him and why he was chosen for that.
Well, we are very grateful for him. He's pretty much a legend. He's highly respected, and we've had some challenges at TABC, and we need reform. And he's the type of person who has the capabilities and the skill sets and the high respect and regard to go in there and implement the reforms that are needed to restore a sterling reputation for a very important state agency. So I'm very, very grateful that we were able to identify him and get him in the fold and bring him into reforming this agency and make the state of Texas even better.
Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, joining us this morning. Governor, thank you so much for the time. Hope we can talk to you again before this session ends.
I sure look forward to it. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Happy Raspberry Cake Day. Okay, that'd be fine. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Have you seen that?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, who hadn't?
Mm-hmm. I haven't.
Have you not seen this?
No.
Wow, really? Not
okay.
Even the new one?
Mm-mm.
Well, they made a new one.
The new
kind
one's
of
horrible.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Grease remake thing they did.
Back in the day, Chelsea, there was this theater called the Campus Theater. I don't know if you know about it.
Okay.
What's it called? Do-si-do. What is that? I don't know what that place is called now. What it used
oh,
to be.
Was it?
You know where it is,
Midnight
though?
Rodeo, right?
Yeah, Midnight Rodeo. It's right there.
Oh.
Okay, that's at the end of University Drive.
That's going way back.
It is now called Shiner Park.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, they would show the Rocky Horror Picture Show every, I think, Saturday night at midnight. And the idea is this is the ultimate cult classic. People would dress as the characters, and they would come and watch it, in the big city at least.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they dressed up here because I actually never went to the one here. But anyway, it's a deal. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has been shown in at least one movie theater every week since it debuted in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That gives it the record of the longest theatrical release in history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's this? 30 million people in China. 30 million people in China.
And all the tea.
Live in caves. They'd be C-A-V-E-S.
In caves?
They live in caves.
Wow.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe that's all that they can afford. I'm just saying.
So confused.
Okay, here we go. When those red Make America Great hats aren't enough for you,
yeah.
Donald Trump supporters now can get a big splash with Make America Great Again one-piece swimsuits.
Oh, yeah.
It's about time.
yeah. Teen Vogue says the MAGA swimsuit, hashtag M-A-G-A, Make America
right,
Great
make
Again.
Right, Make America Great Again.
Okay, quickly becoming one of the most Instagrammable images to post. Instagrammable.
Instagrammable. Okay. There's a word for you.
All right, Puma. Do you remember Puma?
Sure.
Yeah.
The shoe company, you know?
Well, they're still around.
They are, and as a matter of fact, they increased its full year forecast a second time in 3 months because of an unexpected jump in sales.
Wow.
They're a deal now.
You want to know? Huh? Ricky Fowler.
Oh, is he a Puma guy?
He is a Puma guy, right. And even if you don't really watch golf, he's kind of a cool guy, okay. You know, Oklahoma State boy, making a splash, but he wears Puma.
All right.
And cool. So I'm not saying that's like the reason, but that's really kind of the only place I still see Puma.
Usain Bolt wears
Puma.
Oh,
there you go. Okay. Yep, yep.
And Kylie Jenner.
You know, I could be wrong, but I believe the company
Kylie
that...
Jenner.
I know.
God, she's getting her own TV show. God bless us all.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Life of Kylie. 18, 19.
Okay.
Right.
I believe the company that owns Puma also owns Freebirds nowadays.
Oh, really?
So maybe with the Chipotle thing going on.
There you go.
Okay, that'd work. All right. So Starz is reporting that there's going to be a TV series which will be based on Mariah Carey's real life. do we care?
No.
Oh.
I don't understand.
Although, but she already had a TV show.
Although yesterday marked the 30th anniversary of the release of the 1987 film RoboCop, the Alamo Drafthouse putting together a celebration for the film. They say the theater chain will be doing a one-night event on September the 10th that will feature the star of the film, Peter Weller. The actual event will be broadcast live to theaters from the Dallas City Hall, which was, of course, the location of OCP headquarters in the film, because that was a really futuristic looking city hall when that happened.
Yeah,
they also provide food trucks and then a full bar with RoboCop themed cocktails and also photo ops with Peter Weller.
That's pretty cool.
Again,
really,
the movie was a long time ago. He doesn't look anything like that anymore.
If you're drinking one of those cocktails and you're under 21, drop it, creep.
That's exactly right. Oh, listen to you. So there you go. All right. In the meantime, why?
I'm sorry that I interrupted your show a few moments ago for, but Mrs. Kelly, who won the tickets, she came straight away up here.
Okay.
And so I came in to get the tickets, which of course I couldn't find, but I found replacements. And
for what?
For Schlitterbahn.
Oh, okay.
No, they're on the other side.
The hottest, right, coolest time in Texas.
So we've heard. And okay. So, but I got to tell you, I came walking. She came walking in, and Mallory said, "No, he's on the air right now. I'm not going in there." See, that woman still respects
the
sanctity.
Glad there's somebody who does.
Thanks, Mal.
Yeah.
And so I said, "He won't yell at me. I'll go in. I'll get the tickets." And as I walk in, you say, "Hello, Governor Abbott."
Yeah.
And at least I had enough sense. I had enough sense to turn around and just leave.
Yeah.
So we got tickets from Candy 95. Okay. They got all your tickets anyway.
Okay. So he didn't know where the tickets were anyway. He wouldn't have been able to help out. Okay.
Anyway, that's why I was interrupting your interview with the governor why I was kind of looking, you know, underneath paper and thing while you were in here. I see where they are now. They're on the far side away from you.
They don't need to be any place until 9 o'clock.
I know that. I know that.
She wanted those Schlitterbahn tickets. Yep.
She was pumped.
Yeah. Okay. She was the excited one.
Mm-hmm. She was.
She was ready to hold on to every moment.
But you don't have to give those tickets away. You just have to give them back to Candy 95 now because we stole theirs.
It was on this date in 1969 that John Fairfax of Britain arrived in Hollywood Beach, Florida, okay? After he had rowed for
one... It was a day I'll remember so well.
Yesterday was Chappaqua, by the way.
really?
Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick.
Yeah. Chappaquiddick, not Chappaqua, Chappaquiddick. Yeah, it was. Anyway, he rowed for 180 days...
Sorry, Mary
days,
Jo.
Yeah, okay, quit it. Across the Atlantic Ocean alone in 1969. That's before, like, GPS.
GPS, yeah.
That's before Twitter. That's before, yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. His biceps probably looked like turkeys by the time
he got
there. I don't know. How did he do that?
I don't know.
What did he think about? I mean, it's just...
Don't even have long-range weather forecasting and things.
No.
Couldn't even check his Facebook.
He just jumped...
Okay. All right, so Chelsea...
That's true,
did we get anything accomplished in the last...
I was just about to say, I'm sorry that Ben did come in and hijack the show. He's never done that before.
Never.
And I know he never will again.
Oh.
It's very rare.
I'm sorry, I felt the urge to apologize.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, your it apology is accepted.
About something that no one else saw or heard.
Yeah, we're coming back tomorrow.
God.
WCAW College Station.